Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara, it's Matzoi Tishabov. We are up to Dav Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah, so the Mishnah continues. Shaver, sorry. Where are we? Okay, so we spoke first about a barrel that imploded, how much you can save from that, and all that, how much you can rescue from that. And so on. And then we spoke about schitter, about squeezing. Now we'll continue with the barrel. Shaver, what happens if you cannot get to the, you have no access to the food that's inside the barrel? Shaver odom esachavis, a person can break a barrel. Lechel himenu greiris, to eat from there dried figs. Ubilvad, even though you're breaking, and normally breaking is forbidden with the rabbanon, but you're allowed to do it if this is the only way you can get access to the food. And that's how come we can open the paper bag, you know, bags and so on and so forth. Big discussion about opening cans on Shabbos, but it's more to do with the Gemara and Erev and the Flama Dalad. So we'll wait till we get there before we talk about it. It's not that far away. It's less than 2 months away. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven lasas kli. You're allowed to break open a barrel, but not with the intention to make a keli out of it, because then you're creating a keli on Shabbos, and it's called makabe pati, you're completing the job. But rather, you're doing it purely so that you can get access to the food. And you're destroying, you're being destructive. The ain naikfin me gufa shel chavis. You have a lid on top of the chavis. You're not allowed to make a puncture. You're not make a puncture on that lid in order to have the wine pouring out. Because then it's like an opening. If you wanted just to get access to the wine, remove the entire lid. By leaving the lid on and creating that little hole, it's as if you're making an opening and you're completing a keli. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham Matin. Chacham says you're allowed to make a puncture in that lid, and we'll soon see tomorrow what the argument is. Then it says, V'lo yikvena mitzida, you're not allowed a puncture on the side. We'll have a machlekes in the Gemara. When it says side, are we referring to the side of the barrel or the side of that lid? And remember, the problem here is, are you creating a keli, leaving there a hole so you can continuously pour wine from there whenever you want? V'im ho'yisun nekuva, and if there was a puncture, an existing puncture, lo yitin le'shaiva, don't place wax on it to fill it. B'pnei shehu mimarech, when you place wax on it, you're actually smoothing out. And I'll do that. Omar ibn Yehuda says, and that's one of the melachas called memachik, smoothing out. Instead, came for Rabbi Mezaki Be'ariv one evening, but Omar, and he said, I am concerned that he might have even been over in Issa Chatas by smearing, you know, by smoothing out the wax. Says he, when are you permitted to carry a knife for this purpose of breaking the barrel? Eladrusas, of the figs that are stored inside are separated. In other words, we need that the knife should be used for its permitted use. You're not allowed to use a knife, according to this opinion, for breaking barrels. That's not what a knife is for. A knife is for eating. So if you have pressed together figs, so you need the knife to separate the figs. And once you're permitted to take the knife to separate the figs, you can already also take the knife and break through the barrel. Avon the furadas, but if the figs were separated, so therefore you had no right to take the knife for the figs, then lo, you're not allowed to even take it to break the barrel. Says the Gemara, furadas lo, the separated, you tell me you're not allowed to take the knife? It's still a permitted use. Mesa, I'll ask a question, maybe you're allowed to bring a barrel of wine, and you're allowed to break off the top besayif with a knife. You remove the entire lid and you can now place the barrel before the guest and pour generously to everybody. B'Shabbos, you're not concerned. Here there was no, it was all there was wine. So what right did you have to take the knife along? Obviously, it doesn't matter whether you use a knife to cut for food. You're allowed to use a knife as long as you're using it for a permitted purpose. It says the Gemara, Ahuma Rabbanan, Masnisin Rab Nechemi. Rab Nechemi is of the opinion that even a cliche malachti leheter, you can only use it for its permitted use. A fork can only be used to eat with, not for any other permitted use. A knife can only be used to eat with, not to break a barrel. But the Rabbanan hold, as long as you're using it for a permitted use, I don't care if it's for its per, if it's only permitted use or any permitted use, is good enough. So our mission is on the Chemia, and the Brais is Chacham, asking more a simple question. What forced Rabbi Isha to learn that our mission is going according to Rabbi Chemia? What force we learn Rabbi Chaim? Why learn is talking about figs that are pressed together, maybe figs that are separated, and it follows Chachamim. Uvidrusis. Look, why does he learn? Bimifrodis, they're separated. Rabbanan, and the Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbanan. Omar Rava Masnisin Kash, you say, what bothered him was our Mishnah. My idiot, Tony Gregor, is why does he mention Gregor, at least the Paytas? Why does he mention Gregor, which is a unique kind of food? Just say any Paytas. Obviously, our Mishnah holds it's limited only to a case of pressed figs, and the reason is because it's from Nehemiah. Otherwise, it's muktzah to take the knife. Nothing to do with the breaking of the barrel, it has to do with the moving of the knife. Tanya Chodilun, the one B'nai Salon Chisol Shel Gregor, if you have baskets that have a lid with a rope on top of it that ties the lid down to the basket. If it's Gregor, let's say for dried figs or tomato medate, matted, you can untie this rope, U'mavkiya, you can actually unravel the whole rope over the chaytri and cut right through it. But Tanya Idach, another place we learn matted, you can untie it, avaloi mavkiya, you're not allowed to unravel it, v'loi chaytri, you're not allowed to cut through it. What's going on here? Again, Lekasha. Horab Bonon, Horab Nechemia. According to Nehemiah, you cannot go any further than what you needed for the limited permitted use, and that's it. and Nehemiah holds, you're not allowed to take the knife to cut the rope. And because the knife, even though what you're doing is cutting the rope, which is permitted, the knife can only be used to cut meat or cut food with it. And therefore, that's why he says you can't. How old you could? The Tanya Mechemir said, "I feel a tarvid, even a spoon. I feel a talus. I feel a sack and a knife. Ain't it tolin? Ella the tzaretesh machinala. Take them only for its main use." Can you go ahead and break through, beer a hole in a barrel, bibratya with a sword, and you cut a very big, uneven hole inside the barrel. And the question is, is that all right or not? What's the question? L'pischa mechaven is his intention to make an opening, so he's completing this keli as a keli v'asir. Adim l'an yofik mechaven, he's making a very big hole, purely so that he can be generous with the shot he's permitted. Amalei, they told him, l'pischa mechaven, for an opening v'asir, and it's forbidden. Because if he taka meant to be generous, he could have just removed the entire lid, and have been generous that way. So the Gemara makes for Ashbag going, and maybe when the Chavisha Yal asks a question, Ashbag says, you bring the barrel of wine and Matiz Roshim, so I remove the lid. How come you're allowed to move the lid? Why don't you say he's making a keli? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hossam over there, Vade Lain Yafa, over there, his intention was to be very generous. Kim Chavin, his intention was to be generous. So therefore, he opens up the entire lid. Hoch over here, then let him just remove the lid. Why do you have to make that, take that knife and make a big hole in it? So obviously he wants to complete the keli. I'll make a puncture in the lid. The whole machlek is if you want to make a puncture on the lid on top. But if you want to make a puncture on the side, even hakulos, everyone holds it like you want to make a spout and it's forbidden. Behind the diktoni, lay kavena mitzidi. Now that it's puncture on the side of the barrel. Rav Chizda says no. Machlekes is in the side of the barrel. Aval al gaba on top of the barrel. Dibri hakamut, everyone holds it permitted. Says the Gemara of Hadiktoni, and the Mishnah says lay kavena mitzidi. Hossam begufa de chavis. When is there? Rav Chizda says the whole machlekes is only on the side. But on the side is the side of the lid. On the top of the lid, everyone holds you allowed to, because that's not really the normal way of doing it. You're not making a spout. You don't make a spout on top of the lid. But on the side lid, there's a machlekes. But on the side of the barrel, everyone holds that is forbidden, because there definitely is a spout. Tell them what we learned. Three things. Ain noik fin neck of chadab shabbos. Not like a new puncture on Shabbos. Number one. Because as we'll see later, you make a bapatish, you're making a keli. The imbala hoysa mice, if there's already existing hole, you want to make it larger, you can. And the yeshayim aimless, there's another opinion, you can't. But the shavan, everyone agrees, shenaikvi neck of yerchach, if you had a hole there before and you just, clogged it up, you're allowed to remove that clog and use it. Nothing more to explain. But Tanakama, the Tanakama, maish, no men neck of chodesh, why does he say a brand new hole to loy? You can't do the kamasak and pischa because you're making an opening. When you're adding, you're also making an opening. Whatever part you're adding, that's new. So why isn't that considered making an opening? According to Dvar Torah, any pesach, any opening that is not made to go in and go out is not an opening. But Rabbana is, no, it's the definition of a Pesach is that you can take things in and take things out. If it's only one way, it's not Mahatayr, it's not an opening. But Rabbana who did goes, Rabbana said that even, if, let's say, here in the wine, if you make an opening, all you want is the wine to come out, nothing to come in. So it's only an Issa the Rabbana. And what's the base of that Issa? Next time you're going to make a hole in the chicken coop, and there you want, you know, the stench to go out and air to come in, you want to go both ways. The obviously you'll have to bring an air level, so the stench will go out. But adding, why are you allowed to add? You know why you're allowed to add? Because there's no reason to be geyser by a chicken coop. Why? Because nobody's going to make the hole of a chicken coop bigger than it is. They work out the size of the hole just enough for the air to come in and for the stench to go out. But they don't want too big of a hole because then all these bugs would come flying in. You don't want that either. So to add to a keli, since it's not a real door anyway, it's only the rabbanon, and all you do is add, we're not going to ask them mishum rikhsha because of these roaches. The yesh, I mean, are those who say, ain meisifin, are those who say we do not add, are those who are not allowed to add, why not? Because they believe in the chicken coop, you also sometimes make the hole bigger. When, zimnin de loy tikni meyakara, sometimes the original holes you made weren't large enough, you realize the stench is still there, v'osilar v'uchen, you come and you're going to make it larger. But you're not allowed to increase an existing hole, you're not allowed to make it any bigger, because we're still geyser because of chicken coop. You're allowed to make an old hole. An old hole, you're allowed to reopen. When we're talking about you're allowed to reopen, if the purpose of that hole is, the purpose of clogging it up, is why'd you clog it up? Because you wanted the fragrance of the wine to remain inside. You don't want all the fragrance to escape. So it's not really, you didn't really seal it tight. You just more or less closed it. So therefore, reopening is not a problem. But I will give the reason why you blocked it up is because you want that you should store the wine. Then you made sure nothing dripped out. Then it's very tight. Then also, heichi damin l'shamir, heichi damin l'chazik. What's the definition? Amar b'chiza, l'maylam l'yaya, the hole is above where the wine is. So then what, obviously, what's the hole? Not to make sure the wine doesn't escape, because it's, well, it won't anyway. It's more to keep the fragrance inside. Zeh l'shamir l'matam l'yaya, but if it's where the wine's sitting, zeh l'chazik. Then obviously you're doing it in order to make sure the wine doesn't ooze out. Rav Amar, Rav says, l'matam l'yaya, even below the wine, nami l'shamiru. Even below the wine, since it's on the side of the barrel, even if it's not 100% tight, wine very little will ooze out of anything at all. But when do we say that it's really tight? And if you're not a renewal, it could go, if you did it below the sediment, there it's heavy, it's weighing, it's on the bottom of the barrel, it's weighing right down. Then if you plugged it up, you made it very tight. You're not allowed to open it again. The time's not being approved. We learned, that every house, you have a shared courtyard. If you want to divide it, every door is entitled to 4 amas wide, 4 amas deep, because they used to put their things there. And if one house has 2 doors and one house has 1 door, according to Rav Huna, the house with 2 doors each door gets their 4 amas, and then you just split the difference. What about a bayis sasun? If the house is closed, let's say you sealed off one of the doors, yeshle arba amas, he still gets 4 amas for that door. Part of sipsimav only if you remove the what do you call it? Only if you remove the sides of the door and, you know, the threshold and so on, only then do we say that, what do you call it? Ain't like dal damas. Only then, you know, if you remove the entire structure of the door, then, the lintel and the sides, then we say that it forfeits its 4 amas. So we see clearly from here that somebody can have a door that's closed up, and still it's not considered a door. It's as if it's open, and you still get your 4 amas. By your sasim, if you have a closed house with a corpse inside, any time it calls siva, if you have a corpse inside, then if it's all closed on all sides, it's like a cave or a grave, and it's matami on all sides. But if there's an opening, then the tumah goes out through that opening, because that's how you brought the mace in, that's how you'll take it out. Porat says siva, but if you remove the structure, then matami calls siva, then it goes everywhere. So we see clearly from here, that just because it's physically closed doesn't mean it's closed yet. Gufsa, what about a straw? Let's say you want to put like a tap or something inside the side. Rav also Shmuel Shari. Rav says it's forbidden, and Shmuel says that it is permitted. What's going on here? So we're showing this. Mechateich. What you want to do here is, Rashi says, is you want to put in like a hollow reed inside. like a straw, and you want it to be, that should be the tap. So the din is as follows. It says Machlek is Rav Shmuel. Rav says it's forbidden to do that on Shabbos. Shmuel says you're allowed to. To cut lechatchila to size lechatchila the kuliyam of the pligidas. Of course you're allowed to. You're making a keli. Had duty if already was there, just fell out. You want to put it back in kuliyam of the pligidas. Of course you're allowed. You're not doing anything new. Ki pligid lechaticha, you cut it to size before Shabbos, but v'lo masakni, you didn't measure it to see whether it actually works. And now, are we scared that when you put it in, you'll realize it's not exactly right? You're going to take the stand there and you can take a knife and cut it down to size. Manda also, one says it's forbidden, gazin, we are worried, the mersal mechtvech, lechatchil, you might cut it. Manda shari, one is permitted, le gazin. Once you cut it down, more or less, you got it right, but not worried. Says, you might have it's actually machlek, it's tanoi. And choitchin, shvayferion, you know, I cut a straw in yom, to rein tzorach lein, you have to say, bishabbos. You know, I cut it because you're making a keli. But nafla, if it fell out, machzin, it's a bishabbos, you're allowed to return the shabbos, rein tzorach lein, yom tiv. Surely you're allowed to return it on yom tiv. Now, what do you mean he's mekel? Which case are we referring to? Rabbi Yeshua, hi. Ilei ma'arej on the very first case about cutting it down. Hakam misakam mana. How can he be mekel? You're fixing a keli on Shabbos. Ella, safer, the safer. But the rabbi fell out and I put it back in. Everyone says allowed to. Tanakam and Amin Yeshua. Ella, the chaticha v'loi misakna. You cut it down, but you didn't measure it and make sure that it fits in perfectly. Ika b'nai, that's the difference. Ma'asava gazirinun, ma'asava le gazirinun. Rabbi Yeshua is lenient and the Tanakam is machma. Say machlekes. Now, that if it was cut before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it in on Shabbat Chatchil, even though you didn't actually measure it to size. Even though it's in the kuva, it was puncture. Mishcha, what about oil, thick oil? I mean, we said before, you're not allowed to put wax around it because you're smoothing out. What about thick oil? Rav Osir, Rav says, forbidden to Shmuel Shoddy, Shmuel Mate. Man Osir, Gazinim Shaiva, because like wax, we permit that, you'll permit wax. Well, Man Shoddy, like Gazinim, is not worried. This is oil, that's wax, it's very different. Clearly Rav told us that oil is actually permitted. So you said that Rav asks, we were told that he says that it is permitted. Says the Gemara, Omar Tavis Rishba, Omar Shmuel, this person who was it was his nickname, Tavis Rishba, that he captures birds. Said the name of Shmuel. Hi Tarfa da Asa, interesting name for a person. And it looks like he was a Talmud of Shmuel. Said, Hi Tarfa da Asa, these leaves of a hadas also is forbidden. Let's say you have a hole in your barrel there, and you want to fill the hole there. You want to put a leaf in the hole there so that what you want to do is you want to take a leaf. It's a long leaf. So you want that the wine should travel down the leaf, down to your cup or something. So you have this leaf and you'll bend it a little bit so that the wine should come into your cup. Can you just do that on Shabbos or not? The leaf's already ripped off, obviously, and you want to put it in your cup. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, my time at Avyema, Medifta Magzein, Shumazif. We're scared that next time you'll actually make a proper a tap there. And Rav Ashi, I'm like a spigot. Rav Ashi says, Gzeida Shema Yiktim. We're worried that you might what? You might cut the leaves off the branch. And if you cut the leaves off the branch, it's like you're creating a keli, because you're going to leave that in the barrel. My benai was the difference. Either way, you can't do it. You have a whole bunch of leaves cut up. So we shouldn't be worried you'll cut this leaf off, but you have plenty of leaves sitting there. But if the reason is because the next time you might make it a real spigot, then it's a problem. And we say, bay sadia, this is a material, it's like felt or something, which is a felt dish. And it's usually used for Manchester and, what is it? Yeah, so bay sadia, the question is, can you wrap yourself up with it and walk outside with it? And this is not something normally, this material is not something that's thick, it's not something you normally wear in the street. The question is, can you wrap yourself in your sarab and walk with it? Says the Gemara, Rav also Shmuel Shari. Rav says no, Shmuel says yes. But Rakin, if it's soft material, Kliyam Lepligidus, of course you're allowed to. Because it's very tough material, nobody wears it, Kliyam Lepligidus, because clearly you're just carrying it, you're not really wearing it. Keep Pligibim Mitzoy, somewhere in between. Manda also, the one that says also, Mechzik Kimasa, it looks like you're carrying it. Manda Shari, the one that permits it, Le Mechzik Kimasa, it doesn't look like you're carrying it. Says the Gemara, Hoda Rav Lambefetish, Rav didn't say clearly, Elam Eklolit Mari, we learn it from inference. The Rav Ikla who asked, almost came to a place, to Lahavalei Revacha. There was no place there for everyone to Tamidim to sit in his house to learn with him. Nafik went outside on Shabbos. Yosef Bikamli sat on the Kamlis, and the Talmidim were prepared to sit on the floor, but they didn't want the Rav to sit on the floor. So what they did was, they brought this cushion and everything else, material, but they wrapped it around themselves. But Yosef refused to sit. So Mandachaz, the one who saw this incident, interpreted that Sava Mishun the Beisadia also, because he was unhappy that they carried it outside, and if they wanted him to sit on it. But they misunderstood. The Rav Achruze Machriz Rav later on made a clear announcement, Beisad Yeshori, that this material, if it's in between, you'll have to wrap yourself around it and walk with it. But you know why he didn't want to sit? Because some of these Talmidim were equal to him, and he didn't want to sit in the ground while they sit on this material while they were off to sit in the ground. Who were they? Umaninu, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi. Both Rav Kahana and both Rav Asi were Talmidim of Rav, and later they became his Chaverim. Interesting, this Rav Asi later went to Yisroel and became a Talmud Rav Yechon, and so did Rav Kahana. Remember, the end of Baba Kami had to run away because the government wanted to kill him. So they both went to Yisroel. So Rav, out of respect, didn't want to be elevated while they're sitting on the ground. Mishnah. Noisnin tafshil l'techa boy, you're allowed to put food inside a pit that has no water in it. Bishvil shehei shomer, you want it to be cold, so you're allowed to put it in there, and because otherwise it get very hot, the sun will cause it to go foul. And now there's no chiddush involved in this. The mission is leading into the later part. Besamayim hayofim b'royim, you're allowed to put good water in bad water. Let's say you have a pool full of bad water. With a stench, so you're allowed to put the good water in there, so that the bad water should protect it. And let's say the water that it should stay warm and not get cold. Yeah, as Umar will explain. What do you call it? Besatzeinin bechama. You're allowed to put the cold in the hot water. Bishvil sheyichamu, to get warm. And Umar will explain that later as well. And Mishin Nashru Kelev Bederech B'mayim. If somebody, let's say, you fell into water and all your clothes became very wet, it Mehalich Behen, you can walk on Shabbos. Ve'enu Chayshes. We're not worried that people are going to suspect that you laundered your clothes on Shabbos. But Igiel Lechotzerach Toina, when you came to the outer courtyard, that's right, and as soon as you enter the city, and you can go to a side over there, Shaychem Bechama, remove your clothes and put them out in the sun so it should dry. Avalei Kenegadam, don't do it on the public street, because the people will suspect that you laundered, and it's a case of Maris Ayin. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.